Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
It's Small Business Week on SOS Radio. I don't know about you, but I love to support our hometown restaurants and the stores that are local. And we're talking to Kenny Atchison. He's from Creative Profit Bros. He's an author and a business consultant. But Kenny, a lot of times we think of business and we think of commerce, but a lot of times when we're managing our home and our finances and our family, it is a lot like running a business.
Absolutely. Managing a home is at least as difficult as managing a business. It's not always necessarily a woman or the wife, but it is often. And so if you want to see how to manage a business, look to those moms out there especially that are managing the chaos of family with lots of kids, and running them around to soccer. And you know they've got to be highly productive, which is a big part of running a successful business, is managing your time. There's some things in the Bible about that. Is using your time wisely.
A lot of times when we're thinking about businesses, we're just thinking about the money part of things, but there's something about work that God calls us to do.
Absolutely there is, and God puts people in a position to where you can influence others. That doesn't mean you have to be a pastor or run a ministry. You could be an employee or a manager or a business owner, and you will have influence with somebody that you're working with. And so anybody out there that is wanting to have a positive influence on others and talk about your faith and talk about a relationship with Jesus, you don't have to be a pastor or minister or even a business owner. You can. Now, there are some rules in some business places, and you've got to respect that, but you can you can be a great example, number one, and people will wonder, gosh, why is this guy's God, such a nice guy and helpful and be a good example. And it will oftentimes lead to them asking you, what is it about you? And then that opens the door to talk about Jesus. And maybe that's why you're in the position that you're in. It doesn't matter what you're doing, is be the absolute best at it that you can be, whether you're mopping floors or running the business. They're all important.
Whether you're a manager in the office or a manager at your home, this is about people and serving.
Absolutely. And that's a good way to think about life, but it's a good way to think about your business as well, as you're there to serve others, not to sell to others. Interestingly, when you do serve others, you tend to succeed. Now, if you do it for that reason, it might not work out as well. But if you're doing it from the heart and you're wanting to serve others, I think it leads to success either way.
Talking about the power of a real work ethic today with author Kenny Atchison on SOS Radio. He wrote a book called Marketing Battleground. I remember a couple years ago, you wrote a blog right after the Seattle Seahawks won the Super Bowl, and it was talking about the quarterback, Russell Wilson, was seeking counsel from Terry Bradshaw a couple weeks before the Super Bowl. And Russell was just trying to learn from Bradshaw and discover some methods on how to train for that game differently than how he was training the rest of the year. I mean, how important is it for young people who want to succeed professionally to learn from proven leaders and really listen for the follow-through?
I love that. I loved writing that blog post. I loved hearing the story about Russell Wilson doing that. And he was a young man at the time. So when he did that, boy, that was impressive. And what a shocker. People that are hugely successful tend to ask a lot of questions of other people. They seek wise counsel. And there are all kinds of people, and I would say to young people, there are all kinds of people that have been there, done that. They've been where you're at, and they will be flattered and excited that you ask them a question. Ask people for advice and take somebody to lunch that is where you want to be. Ask them, can I take you to lunch and pick your brain? And I bet you the vast majority would say yes. Now, if a young person said, I don't have any money. Can I just sit down with you for a few minutes and ask you about marketing or about business or about being an entrepreneur? I'm excited to share it with them. And it's not just me. I'm not saying that to toot my horn. I know a lot of people that are just like that. I know that because they did it for me. Because I guess I was able to swallow my pride in those moments. I'm not always able to do it. But in many moments in my life, and the reason that I am where I am today is because I approached someone that was already successful. And I said, hey, Barry, why are you so good at this? What's your secret? What do you do? Can you please help? I want to be good like you. And flattery's good, to tell somebody, I see how successful you are at this, and I want to be where you're at. I want to be like you. Can you tell me how you did it? People are willing to give you free advice when you do that, especially when you're a young person. And so I would tell young people to just seek that wise counsel, and you'll get it. People want to help. They just aren't being asked. So ask.
The SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
talking to Kenny Atchison today on SOS Radio, and he's author of Marketing Battleground. And everyone has influence, Kenny. I mean, whether you're running a big giant company or you're leading a Bible study at your church or just leading your own family, we're all leaders.
Absolutely are. And you've got to, some people have a hard time accepting that. Maybe they don't look at themselves as leaders. Maybe it's because they aren't thrilled with the position they're in, or society tells them that this particular position isn't a leader. It's someone that is at home leading a group of children is a leader. Someone that owns a business is a leader. Someone that is a server at a restaurant can be a leader to the other servers. You can have a leader that's not the owner of the business. You know, the owner could come to the employee for advice on something in personal life because they've seen their family success. And so everyone has the opportunity to be a leader.
For those who have thought about, hey, maybe someday I'd like to start a business, or I even just like to start some sort of side hustle to make some extra income, what should we do when we really want to dig into that to find out, is this a wise decision?
Research is a big part of that. But even if you're already in a successful business, so this really kind of spans across all business or side gig, as you were mentioning, a lot of people do that, certainly here in this town, is to seek wise counsel. Yeah, and that comes from the Bible, and there are several proverbs, but I have a couple that I like to mention. Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. And Proverbs 19:20, listen to advice and accept instruction that may gain wisdom in the future. You know, so it's seeking advice. You know, there are a lot of people out there that are, for their job, they give advice. That's what I do. That's my career. I give a lot of business advice. But there's also other people that can give you advice on a variety of things. You can get advice on marketing, which is primarily what I do, but I find myself giving it all kinds of advice when I go on a consulting day. But seek wise counsel, and I do want to highlight the word wise. Seek wise counsel, because everybody's willing to give advice.
Yeah,
that doesn't make it good advice, but seek wise counsel. It's whether it's your pastor, you know, or something else, and this is in business or just in life. Just yesterday I was thinking about something. My wife and I walk our dogs, and one of our neighbors I just found out is very, very sick, and she might only have a few days left from what I've heard. And we don't know her real well. She lives around the corner, but we say hi as we're walking the dog. We spoke a few times, so I didn't know exactly how sick she was, but I just found out that it might not be long. And I don't know if she has a relationship with Jesus. I don't know. I think so, based on a couple things that have been said. And one, that's a good lesson for me. I should know that. It should be something that enters the conversation often. And so I blew that, at least to this point. But I want to go and talk to her, and I want to find out before she takes her last breath. And I was thinking about it. I thought, gosh, what should my approach be? Do I just go knock on the door and say, excuse me, I want to talk to you. I just want to make sure. Before you die, how am I going to say this? And I was debating, and I was battering it just back and forth in my head. And I thought, what am I doing? And I took an opportunity to coach myself. And I said, seek wise counsel. So I called a friend of mine, and I asked him. I said, this is my situation. I'm not quite sure the approach I should take. And this is wise counsel, as I said, not just counsel, wise counsel in this situation. I sought his counsel, and he had great advice for me.
We're talking to author Kenny Atchison today on SOS Radio. He works with CreativeProfitPros.com. But Kenny, you work with businesses from the large scale to the small, do a lot of consulting work. But do you believe that anyone can be a leader?
Everybody's a leader in their own right in some capacity. You know, if you look up the definition of a leader, you know, it's someone that has a follower. And so if you've got kids, you're a leader. You know, if you have anyone in your life that may look to you as an example, if they ask for your advice, obviously you're a leader, but they're watching you too. So in that case, you're a leader. So even if you didn't verbally tell somebody or give somebody some advice, you're a leader because they're watching. And it's not just Big Brother. You know, you've always been watched, not because of technology and the cameras on the street lights as I was, you know, coming here for the interview. Everybody's watching at all times. And it's not just on YouTube and everybody's got their phones. That's just a good reminder. Just because it didn't make its way to YouTube doesn't mean there weren't a lot of people watching. So if people are watching you, then you're a leader. So you've got to, knowing that, I think, is a big part of it, is knowing you're being watched. There was a book I'd read many years ago. I think it was Why We Do What We Do by a couple of psychologists. They talked about it, and they did a study, and they showed that when they installed cameras in this manufacturing warehouse, productivity went up. I mean, just by installing the cameras. So essentially, installing fake cameras, the productivity would go up because people thought they were being watched. Well, guess what? You are being watched. If you recognize that, maybe it'll change your behavior. You know, we talk about that and people talk about it at church is, you know, do you, you know, are you your Sunday self on Monday? You know, you come in with your best behavior on Sunday because, you know, you're at church. You know, are you that same person on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday? You know, were you, you know, arguing with your spouse on your way to church and then you put on the big smile? You know, you were celebrating your differences on your way into church. So everybody's a leader.
Talking about how everyone can be a leader. It's a choice with author Kenny Atchison today on SOS Radio. But Kenny, what does it take to be a genuine team builder?
Well, one is to be the good example. That's the most important part. You think about sports, right? We think about the best. It's hard to follow a player on the team just because they're vocal if they're not also giving the effort. You've got to do both. And actually, and if you had to choose, the better one would be to be the better example, not just the vocal one, if you had to choose between the two. But doing both, I would be a team builder. But being the best example is the most important part. And also recognizing that not judging people, but genuinely wanting to assist them in getting better is helpful. And having the guts to do it, to help somebody, because, you know, it can be scary. It can make you nervous to want to possibly get turned down. You know, you might give somebody some advice. I'm not saying go around and give people advice, but people may ask you for it, or you may say, hey, you know, I noticed this. It can be scary. Intimidating to think that somebody's going to reject your advice or your recommendation. And it is, but you've got to be okay with rejection.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.
Talking to Kenny Atchison today at SOS Radio, and he has a book. It's called Marketing Battleground, and it's so interesting how Jesus' advice applies to so many things in our lives. You know, we think about all the principles that Jesus taught about how we love and we lead through our circle of influence. That's at the PTO school. That's in our church small groups.
Yeah, lead by example. I think that's to me my favorite, because there are in our world now and in America. You can be a Christian and be in a place of business and you can be an employee, but there are rules and you can't push. You got to figure out where that line is. But what you can always do is be a fabulous example of a good person that cares for others. And that will lead people to wonder, gosh, maybe there's this, I heard this guy's a Christian or this gal's a Christian. Maybe that's why they're so friendly and nice and caring and helpful. So just being a good example, which Jesus was, which is the best example we can follow.
A lot of times when we're working in an office and we're serving with other people and we're trying to manage and help just grow the influence that God's given us, you know, we don't have a lot of resources. And we think if I can only have two more employees, then we could do this. Or if we could just have more of a budget, we could do this. But in your book, you talk a lot about volunteer soldiers.
Yes, that can be employees, but it's also customers or patients, clients, depending on what your industry is. And that goes back to treating people right. I talk to people a lot about just treating your customers, patients, clients right and taking great care of them, because they are the best marketing team, volunteer soldiers, marketing soldiers ever assembled. You know, they will go to battle for you, and more now than ever. Word of mouth has always been important, but it's more so now, because as of a couple years ago, customers would go on Google and write a review about your company and everybody would see it. Well, now it's even more powerful because, you know, with the Android has taken over the market. And before you're even leaving a place of business, you get a little message that pops up on your phone, on your Google driven phone, that says, tell us about your experience with this place of business on Google. And it encourages people to write reviews. So if you didn't take care of people and they're going to write something negative about you, that is graffiti on the side of your building. But maybe even worse. You know, I give this presentation when I do an employee training. I talk about customer service, and it's called my marketing soldiers training. And I talk about this with employees. And I say, listen, if you mistreat someone for 1 second, you mistreat them, or you just have maybe you're not mean to them, you don't rip them off, but you just don't give them a wow experience, and they leave and write a negative review, that's graffiti on the side of your business. And I do this little trick where before I get to that part, I say, hey, did anybody see this morning when you came in? I know you're a little tired, it's early. Did you notice this? And I will have photoshopped don't buy here on the side of the building. Like, I'll get a picture of the building and I'll Photoshop on there, and all the eyes, and I really try to play it up, and they go, If you saw that this morning when you got here, if you're the first person to walk in the door, and would you have to call the owner or the manager before you grabbed a brush and started scrubbing that off, or would you just go scrub it off? And they always, you know, they're always like, oh, no, I would take care of it. I'd say, well, great, then why aren't you doing this, you know, with your treatment of customers and your online reviews? Because I saw a couple of negative ones recently, and this is graffiti on the side of the building, and it needs to be taken care of.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.